Well, we are pleased now to welcome one of the students that placed in the Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Fairchild Challenge. And his name is Alex Kansas. And I'll say hello to him now. Hi, Alex.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm good.
And can you tell me how old you are and where you go to school?
I'm 14, and I go to West Mifflin High School.
Nice to meet you. What grade are you in?
I'm in ninth grade.
So first year at the high school?
Yeah.
How's it been going so far?
It's kind of rough, but I think I'm getting used to it now. I've been going for like a couple months now.
Yeah, it's a big change to do that, and I don't think I've been. I'm trying to remember how big West Mifflin is. Do you know what the size of the graduating class is, roughly?
I know that there are, I think, 1,200 students that go there total. Well, I'm not sure.
That's like my high school was like that. So mine was only 10th through 12th, but about 400 kids per class. So you probably got about 300 or so per class.
Yeah, I would say that.
What do you like to do for fun before we talk about Fairchild?
Oh, no, I like going to the zoo. I think that's kind of fun. And I also like, I sometimes go to Phipps, too. I think it's kind of interesting.
When you go to the zoo, what do you like to do?
I'll just look around, and I just, the animals just inspire me, I think, a lot.
Yeah, I like watching animals a lot. Do you have any pets?
Yeah, I think I have two dogs and, like, a turtle, so not really anything exotic, but...
No, but, I mean, dogs are pretty expressive, and I would imagine having a turtle is kind of neat. Have you observed any behaviors?
I don't know. The turtles get fed worms, and I don't really like watching the turtle eat the worm because it just rips the worm apart.
I wouldn't want that. How big is the turtle?
It's about 5 or 6 inches.
Oh, like half a football. There's a commercial on TV now that shows a dog riding a turtle. It's a much bigger turtle, but a little dog, like a teacup breed, is riding the shell of the turtle, which I kind of wonder if that was natural or contrived. I think it was probably not natural.
Yeah.
Well, tell me about your project for the Fairchild Challenge. What did you do?
I just designed a theoretical chicken coop that's supposed to fit in a vacant lot. And I thought it would be a good idea because it could provide the community that uses it with eggs and probably some fertilizer for their gardens.
What a good idea. So this would be, what is there an actual vacant lot that you're thinking about?
I didn't find a vacant lot, but I'm sure this one wouldn't take up a lot of space, so it wouldn't have to be. It could just be a medium-sized lot.
So what goes into the design of a chicken coop exactly?
I would think that in most chicken coops, there would probably be a fenced-in spot where chickens could roam around, and then there would be the house or the coop that they would sit in the night and just roost there and sleep.
What challenge were you responding to in design of the chicken coop?
Maybe a chicken coop on the scale that would be big enough to support a community, probably, and hold enough chickens.
What an interesting idea. So I don't know how much attention a chicken coop needs. I guess you need to be sure there's food, and you need to maybe clean it.
Yeah.
And you need to collect the eggs. Did you think about like how a community would coordinate that at all?
Yeah, I was thinking about maybe a schedule people could sign up for, and depending on what job they took, they would get a certain percentage of the eggs. So,
what a good idea. Interesting. I see you've got a drawing of it, and what is your write-up? I see you brought a drawing along. Can I see it?
Yeah.
So the drawing, oh, very cool. A fenced-in area, and this is pretty big, 9 feet with a 2-foot door coming in. It's an excellent drawing. You've got a cross section and everything. What's your and what's the write up that you had to do alongside of it?
The write up.
Yeah, where I see.
I just explained like the dimensions of everything and how everything would work. So I was thinking I would put a door on there and it could be locked so that animals like coyotes don't eat the chickens and get in. So, and also like where you could get the materials and how much they would probably cost, which is really not that much because mesh fencing and wood is really, really cheap. So,
what a great idea. And you know, some new friendships or community interaction might result too, because why not hang out by the chicken coop? Did you put a place like a bench or a place for people to hang out?
I didn't, but you could probably add one because there's probably some space left.
Yeah, that's what a great idea. So what kinds of thoughts do you have about the environment today? Anything to share, or you know what your thinking is about what's going on in general?
I kind of think that that this could probably be a way to help out the environment, because you wouldn't have to ship as many goods across long distances, and I think that things like this and like local gardens and farms could probably save the environment a lot more than some other things.
Yeah, absolutely. If you could do anything beyond this challenge to try to help protect the environment, any ideas of what you would do? Getting beyond chickens, I mean, or if you could get human behavior to change or technology to change? That's kind of a wide open question.
So anything I could do to change human behavior?
Yeah, if I would imagine you'd like to see the environment continue to improve. So if you could change human behavior or reallocate or invent something or come up with money to fund something. I mean, any ideas? I mean, I'll give you one. I think like mass transit would be nice if we could have, it's hard to do, but if we could have amazing mass transit so you could eliminate a lot of unnecessary single person driving in cars.
Oh yeah, that's a lot. That's what I think too. I think that if a lot of people took the bus, then we wouldn't have probably as much noise from all the cars and everything, and probably we could save a lot of fuel. And because cars, I figure, if you just drive when you're just driving and no one else is in, then you have to, like, there's a lot of extra weight from the car and unused space in your car that's just going to waste, and that has to be lugged around.
And that's a good observation when you think about all of that. Have you thought about what you might like to do when you're out of high school? I know you just got in, so you've got a way to go yet. But
I was thinking of doing something with biology or something, but I don't know. I think I might want to maybe start a farm or something in my community, something like that.
That's great. Do you have any people that have worked with animals or farms in your family?
Well, a lot of the inspiration for this project came from my own house because we have chickens in our yard, and I think it went pretty well, and we were able to make a lot of eggs and give a lot away. So,
well, that's fantastic. Well, thank you for sharing this. I'm glad that you were selected from the Fairchild Challenge. Did you want to give a shout out or say hello or acknowledge anybody who provided you with support?
I want to thank my science teacher, Miss O'Laire, for giving me this opportunity to do this.
Excellent. And is there anything else you wanted to say that I might have missed?
I think you got everything.
Well, thanks. Congratulations, Alex right. Kansas, ninth grade at West Mifflin High School. I hope we'll see you again soon. And way to go.